Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast, season 3, episode 18. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Jenna. This is Choke.
Ooh.
Woo-wee. I was excited for this because I didn't remember who choked.
Right. Same.
But I knew somebody was going to choke.
Oh, I do. There's a lot in this episode, and Tina does a lot in this episode. So I have like a lot of memories.
Great. I'm excited to hear them because I did not have a lot to do in this episode, but I really enjoyed this episode. I got to say, it's a wacky episode in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I had fun. I enjoyed it. And I was texting Jenna during it because I was just like, come on, Phantom of the Opera. Yeah.
I forgot that was in this episode, too.
I did, too. I gasped. You've never been better.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, crazy.
Sunblock. What? Oh, yeah. You were great. You were a star. Yeah.
Lots to talk about. This aired on May 1st, 2012. Somebody that I used to know is still number one. And Think Like a Man is still the number one movie.
And in Glee News this week, on May 1st, the NHL Stanley Cup, the real Stanley Cup, visited set because Corey's Canadian.
The real Stanley Cup.
Obsessed with hockey. And so he managed to get the Stanley Cup on set in the locker room. And we took a picture of it. And you can see the picture online. He is so happy.
He really is so happy.
It was very cool.
It also is so random. They're like, who do we think we are? We like request the Stanley Cup and it like shows up.
Well, Corey was right. It worked.
I know. It's really exciting. He was really happy, but it's still like, it boggles my mind a little bit looking back at it now. Like at the time, you're like, oh, this is really cool. Like, yeah, of course I'm going to take a picture. Like, this is really fun. But like now you're like, I requested the Stanley Cup and it showed up.
Who did we think we were?
Who did we think we were? I love it. Corey tweeted about it, calling it the best day ever. If you didn't say that already, it's very, very cute. Also on May 1st, the cast and creators attended a special screening and Q&A panel held by the Television Academy at the Leonard H. Goldenson Theater in North Hollywood. Do you remember this, Kevin?
I pass that building all the time and I remember it. I don't know what the hell I was wearing.
I don't know what I was wearing either. Here's the thing, though. The truth is, there were too many events to hire a stylist for. Like, you had to pick and choose the big ones, right? So we would just, like, dress ourselves after, like, a 14-hour workday. And you're like, all right, I guess this works. And you're like, I don't even care. You know, and then you look back 10 years later and you're like, I should have cared.
But here's the thing. Because I was in that boy band before this, and I was looking back at those pictures at this time, and I was like, oh God, I made a mistake. I need to not do that again. So I thought I was doing the right thing this time.
See, I think you look good.
I
look better than me. I don't know what I was doing, but our producer Sam said you're both sporting your finest business casual.
Yeah, like this is our 9-to-5 look.
Well, it is our 9-to-5.
I guess so.
Isn't that crazy? Except it was like 6-to-2.
Right.
Okay. This episode was directed by Michael Uffendahl. This is his first episode with us. Michael Uffendahl ended up doing a ton of American Horror Story.
Yeah.
And a few Glees. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Marty Noxon and special guest star
Whoopi,
who I still think is not real.
It's amazing to me that she was on our show and so nice.
Must be nice to have met her.
You didn't never met Whoopi?
I've been on two shows with her, Jenna. I've never met her. I've never even seen her.
So sad.
I saw her tour bus in the parking lot, but I never saw her. I heard all of you coming back with stories. I even went to look for her one day when I heard she was on set.
Oh, Kevin.
And I went to around the stages. She was nowhere to be seen. Then I got back and they're like, oh yeah, she already left. So she left when I was looking for her.
No, Kevin. I'm so sad for you.
Yeah, me too.
I have this photo of cast chairs in an upcoming episode. I think it's after props. I think it's like episode 21 maybe, where Tina helps Rachel and we encounter Carmen Thibodeau and we have scenes with her. So I have like other scenes with Whoopi and I have like a photo of our cast chairs and it's like Lea Michele, Don Ashkowitz, Whoopi Goldberg.
I can't wait to, when we get to that, I'm going to, so many questions.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was so, like, just even seeing her in this episode was very cool.
It's very cool. It's such a good get. And also, fun fact, so we learned this about Whoopi when she came, is that she's based in New York, I think. And she's terrified of flying. I mean, and I'm not saying like, oh, I'm kind of scared. Like, I get on a flight, like, I'm kind of nervous. She won't fly if she really doesn't have to. So there's like a tour bus that will like take her cross country and drive her. So to get to come and shoot the show, at least this episode, they put Whoopi on the tour bus and like get her across, because I guess if she has to fly, she has to fly. And I'm sure she takes drastic measures to do so. But
because she does sometimes.
Yeah. No, of course she has to. But yeah, she travels to LA by tour bus. So just a long trip.
Yeah. Especially just for like one scene. So there's a lot of music in this episode.
Okay.
School's Out by Alice Cooper, Cell Block Tango.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna.
Do you love Cell Block Tango?
I love Cell Block Tango.
Really?
Oh my God.
I just wish I had done it again.
I love Cell Block Tango.
I wish I could have done it again. I would have done things maybe a little differently.
Oh, don't. I'm going to make you feel the opposite. You were phenom. Not the Boy Next Door.
So good.
The Rain in Spain.
Not
weird.
So good.
Shake It Out and Cry by Kelly Clarkson. And then there was also Music of the Night and a little bit of Don't Rain on My Parade.
We didn't see Quinn in this episode. This is the first time Quinn is absent from an episode.
Because Diana was closing biz.
She was going to get that movie.
Yeah. She had
that movie with De Niro, right?
She flew to France to audition for The Family.
Yes, she did.
Respect.
This is the first time that Puck has sung since Yes, No. And this is the first time he's featured in a full song since Extraordinary Merry Christmas. Wow.
Damn. And he sang a lot in this.
He did.
This is the second time this season that Will doesn't give an assignment. The first was Lady Music Week assignment that Finn gave. It's also the only time Sue gives one.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing giving the assignment, but it's fine. In the beginning of this episode, Rachel mentions that she won't drink any milk as it makes her phlegmy before her audition. But if she was a vegan, like Rachel Berry has said before, she wouldn't drink milk anyway. So, continuity.
Jokes. We love a joke.
We love a joke.
The scene where Rachel choked allegedly came from Leah's fear during the Glee concert tour. Leah claimed that she used to call executive producer Dante DiLoretto and said to him that she was going to mess up one night and she was scared of it happening. She was.
Interesting.
Yes. She was scared of that happening.
Wow.
And then do you remember when we got to LA on tour? It's like she didn't mess up, but that morning she woke up and like something was wrong with her voice. And so she was I saw the fear in her eyes. We had two shows. Aww. And she was so paranoid that she wasn't going, but like she can do that shit in her sleep. She's right. So good.
No, she was fine. Just power through.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that. This is the third time that something bad happens to Rachel in the 18th episode. So she suffers from tonsillitis in laryngitis. She got her nose broken by Finn in Born This Way, and now she chokes in her Niata audition.
So when Rachel sings, I was wondering about this. So when she sings under Random My Parade, the audio recorded on set is muted in editing and replaced with the studio recording. However, the original audio is reintroduced too soon in Rachel's second attempt at the song, causing her to sing the words skies twice with awkwardly overlapping vocals.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I didn't catch it.
Oh, I caught it. It seemed so glaring to me.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm an idiot.
It's interesting. This is the first time since the pilot that Kurt sings a Broadway song that was actually written for a boy. Oh my God. Well, this number that he does is really great. And I also forgot Tina was in this as well.
Right. In those like regionals outfits.
Yes. In our Journey regionals outfits.
Yeah. I also love it. I'm like, oh, here's the first time. This makes sense. Recycling outfits I've already paid for.
Right. Right. Exactly. We also wore those on X Factor as well.
Yes. You're right. Carmen Thibodeau mentions being alive from company before Kurt auditions. In Swan Song, next season, Kurt performs that song as his second audition for Niata.
That's funny.
Why does he have to audition again? Silence. That's what I thought.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Okay.
Oh, he must not get in?
Okay.
Are we the right ones to be hosting this podcast?
Absolutely not. Have you just figured that out now?
No, but you know.
It makes me feel better when like Ian and Brad are like, I don't remember that. And I'm like, okay, Ryan remembers everything. But Ian and Brad are like, did this happen? Kind of. I might have to look. And I'm like, okay, at least it's not just us.
Ryan really does I talked to Ryan the other day. He was like, how's the show going? And I was like, oh, it's great, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, where are you? I'm like, we're like in season three. He's like, what happens in season three? I was like, well, we just did Whitney. He's like, right. There's Whitney. And he just lists off like five episodes off the top of his head. And he's like, oh, yes, I really love that. And he's like, oh, yes. And that scene with Leah and Naya in the hallway is because like they had become such good friends. And so we wrote that. It's like, how do you remember?
Steel Trap.
The specific instances.
Wild.
Yeah. It was like 5 minutes of him just rattling off memories.
I mean, it must have made you feel really good about your memory.
Oh, yeah. I was like, great. So do you want to come back?
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, so Shake It Out originally was meant to be Love the Way You Lie by Rihanna. The song was recorded, yes it was, and not released to the public. So this was actually recorded by Chris Pooley. So Chris Pooley did all of our tour music, and he was in the band, and Ginger, his lovely wife, was also in the band with us on tour. And Chris did like all of our live performances when we would go and do like the White House and stuff, he would come with us. And I don't know what was going on, but I didn't have either of the Anders, and we went to a totally different recording studio. We did Love the Way You Lie, and obviously every producer records very differently. Mm-hmm. You know, Alex Anders is like very specific, line by line, note by note sometimes. Like, you just have to get it right. And Chris was like, do you want to sing the whole thing all the way through? Huh. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Oh, damn. So I did do that. We recorded this all the way through, and then we would go and punch stuff as mm-hmm. needed. But I mean, you know, we definitely punched a lot. But it was also really fun to like sing a song that you can sing all the way through. Like, it was so fun, and I really love this number. I listened to this song a lot just because like it's always such an honor to sing with Amber and Naya. Like, mm-hmm. it's just my favorite. And then Shake It Out happens so quickly. It was like one night we had to go record it because they found out we couldn't get Do Love the Way You Lie, that it wasn't approved. And it's very, it's not often that you record the number and then it gets scratched.
I imagine scheduling, we just had to
get it done
because we could probably get rights to almost everything. So they were just assuming we would.
Right. And like tell him too, like Amber, Leah and I recorded as well and that got cut, but we have that.
Yeah. This episode earned Dot Marie Jones a Primetime Emmy nomination for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Comedy Series.
Yes, it did, Dot. Yes,
absolutely.
It did. I remember when she went to the Emmys mm-hmm. this year. What happens in this episode, Kevin?
So, Rachel and Kurt finally get their chance to audition for the New York Academy of Dramatic Arts, aka NYADA. Meanwhile, Puck makes a decision about his future after meeting his father.
Whoop, whoop.
Okay. Oh, yeah. A lot of stuff happens in this episode.
Interestingly enough, though, it's streamlined enough that it actually does follow the, like, typical A, B, C storyline.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes in our episodes, there's, like, D, E, F. But this is actually more concentrated, which is why I think, like, it's more enjoyable because it's a little less to take in.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with Puck.
So, Puck has to pass one final geography test, European geography test, to be able to graduate. And very much in Puck's nature, he tries to flirt with the teacher.
It's wild.
And she's like, no, the only way I'm passing you is to pass, actually, like just study and take the test. And he gets pissed and is like, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to run away. Sing school's out for summer and disappears, leaving like, I guess only the guys care. Mm-hmm. The guys and the girls are very much divided this episode. There's two things going on.
Right.
But it's a lot of Puck and it's a lot of him singing and he's very good. And
big numbers,
huge numbers. Is that school's out for summer number?
In the football, they switched to the football field. I said, oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Wow. I said budget.
That is a budget, but I honestly, like, it needed that, right? Like, it needed to,
yeah,
like that lift. I feel
like there hasn't been one of those in a while.
Right. I love those numbers.
And they all had the right makeup on, like the Alice Cooper makeup and everything.
That's pretty great. Pretty great.
Yeah.
Puck goes to clean one of his clients' pools and his dad shows up.
Scary. Because we've never really heard about his dad.
Never. And I was like, no. Who plays his dad?
Same. So who is this?
And unfortunately, we don't need to know because he's a bad dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bad dad. He's not there for Puck. He only shows up when he needs money. And you got, and the guys all staged this coup for Puck that you're going to intervene before he... What is it? What is he going to do? Where is he going? Oh, he's going to the pool to clean the pool. And you know he's going to be there. And
yes.
You guys are going to stop him from going and make him take this test. But then he shows up.
Because he doesn't want to be like his dad.
Right.
And so they do a study cram session. Which leads us to the rain in Spain.
No.
That I had completely forgotten about. Or blocked out.
Right.
Such a weird, weird number.
The number itself is weird because taken out of context of the show, it's just really strange, right? Like the song is just not, it's not like a song that you're like, oh, I love this song.
No.
It
also felt like several times in this episode, songs were put in, the song was an idea and then they built a storyline to get to the song.
Hmm.
Where mm-hmm. it felt like, mm-hmm. oh, let's have him fail his geography test so then we can sing The Rain mm-hmm. in Spain. Like somebody really wanted that on Glee.
Right.
That's
right.
What it felt like.
Interesting. Yeah, we could have done without Rain in Spain. But I do think that when he takes the test, it's very endearing
yeah.
and funny. He's like, agreed. This is the easiest test ever. That's yeah. not in the song.
Then there's a real question.
Yeah, I mean, it was time to give Puck a little love and a little storyline, I guess.
And really leaves with a cliffhanger, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
But Puck really needed this to pass this test to graduate, so.
He got a big old F.
Big old.
I like when the boys and the girls band together, though.
I do, too.
This is one of my favorite things. So it was nice to have like the group together. Like Finn leading a nice thing for everyone to like, we got to get our boy.
Do you remember shooting Rain in Spain or recording it?
Yeah, I remember rehearsing it.
Mm.
Because it wasn't like a regular dance number. The band's not there like they because it's late at night. Also, mm-hmm. how are they in school at midnight?
Yeah, let's I don't know. I mean, we broke that. Into school later, Blaine and Sam and Tina. So I don't know. I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
There's a lot of breaking.
Security's real loose there.
Well, 2012, not 2024.
No. But it was just, it was like a lot of, because it was one of those fun ones. We're just jumping yeah. around. Well, I wasn't, but everyone else was. And, you know, freeform rock out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because, you know, the boys,
right.
we weren't so talented in the dance department. And this would have been weird to like have a lot of right. choreography too.
No, for sure. Yeah, it doesn't need it. It doesn't lend to this story.
No, it's very because, much more like, bruh, we're masculine.
Yeah. So during Rachel's very beautiful rendition of Cry, we find out that Puck gets an F.
Yes.
So going backwards, Rachel is singing Cry because she chokes at her Niata audition. That was really hard to watch.
That was a good choke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was excellent.
The whole that whole storyline I really liked, and Mike Uppendahl, like kudos to him for like his storytelling in this episode, and I guess the writing too, like all of it, like is really clear. It's really, really clear. And it's character driven. Like everything's character driven in this episode. So Rachel chokes and she sings "Don't Rain on My Parade" to Carmen Thibodeau. And she messes up the lyrics and she lets her start again. And she messes up yet again. And then she begs her to let her do it again. And Carmen Thibodeau says, nope. Nope. So Rachel's Nyana audition that she's been working towards, dreaming of, dreaming for, moving to New York, right now is dead.
I mean, her pleading and crying.
Devastating.
Oh my God. I also have to say, it's really nice to see Rachel be challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a different circumstance where everyone's so used to high school. Right. All these characters, like, they know the lay of the land. Mm-hmm. They know the social standings, where they fit in. And Rachel very much owns her space in that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now it's like, this is her first brush with reality of the world outside of McKinley.
Right.
And she just fails so miserably.
Gets the first, a lot of things happen to her, right? Like, she always gets the solo, and if not, like, the solo is taken away from her. Mercedes gets the solo. Somebody else gets the solo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot happens to her. She gets her nose broken. Like, she, all these things. But, this one, she creates this, right? Like, this is her problem. Mm-hmm. This is her mistake. This is on her. And it's really interesting to watch, because you don't see that a lot in Rachel's perfect world.
No.
Right? I guess, which is kind of what you were saying, like,
yeah,
there's like a reality to it, and it's a much bigger reality because the stakes are so high for these guys.
So high. And think about every single episode she's been in this mm-hmm. season, 18 episodes, there's just been this confidence of like, I'm going to New York. Like Finn's whole storyline has to get figured out, because what does he want to do? Because Rachel's going to New York.
Exactly.
And she's going to New York. So like, what does Kurt want to do? Right. And it was like Leah just smashed
Totally.
It
really
was
great.
Good.
And then Kurt also is also auditioning for Nyana, and he decides he's going to sing Phantom of the Opera. So he sings Music of the Night. It's a seminal classic. It's a seminal Broadway classic. It's a safe option. It's also a boring option because I don't really like Phantom of the Opera.
Whatever.
Okay, and Tina is Christine.
Jenna, I lost my mind. Do you remember filming this?
Oh, I remember it. It was actually really fun to film because I was just being like entranced and like being like a rag doll, basically. So I had fun with it. But that wig was so itchy and so annoying.
Oh, it looked itchy. It looked great, though.
I remember for some reason feeling like I wasn't originally supposed to be in that. Like, it wasn't originally Tina. But somehow, there she is.
I gotta say, maybe it's because funny. We're like such good friends with Hitchcock that I feel like any of those moments where they could like fit Tina in to like just have her do more. They always, like, especially him, like, always wanted you to do more.
Yeah.
Just, like, have to do it.
That was a funny one. That was really funny.
I loved that.
Yeah. We had fun with that one. And Darren was there and he's watching. And so I remember also, like, it was just the three of us in the scene. And it was just really fun to do. But then Rachel says she'll be his Christine in the audition if he does that song. And she convinces him not to do the song that his instincts are telling him to do, which is Not the Boy Next Door from Boy from Oz. Okay, let me tell you. I saw this musical on Broadway with Hugh Jackman. And oh my God, was he so good.
Really?
He was exceptional. Exceptional. It was amazing. It was truly amazing. That's when I was like, okay, like he's got like, this guy is like a triple threat.
Mm-hmm. He can actually do it.
Yeah. And I love this song. He does wear like a gold like thong in it, basically.
Is the number similar? Like how Chris is dancing to like what he was doing? in the actual production?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's similar tone, vibe, very like kind of sexy, showy, similar. Not with three lovely ladies behind him though. Which, who has backup singers and dancers in their auditions, in their college auditions? I wish I had that.
Right, in like a full set, a full band.
I'm like, just laughing. Chris was really dancing.
Oh my God. Like high kicks across the stage, on his knees, on his back.
Twirling, jumping. I remember him doing this and like, this was a big one for him. It was a lot. And I remember him working really fucking hard.
It looked great.
He looked so great.
Yeah.
It was really, really great. He decides he's going to do Music of the Night. And he says he's going to do it. And then he changes his mind and he does Not the Boy Next Door. And Carmen Thibodeau says, what a great risk to take.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because you did musical theater in college.
Yeah.
You've auditioned for musical theater things.
Mm-hmm.
When Rachel was convincing him to, she's like, I can do Don't Rain on My Parade in my sleep, basically, right? Like, this is not the time to take risks. Do something you know and that will showcase you. And he's like, my whole thing is that I always have taken risks. That's what's gotten me this far.
Mm-hmm.
I was like watching him, like, I'm of two minds because I didn't remember what happened because I see Rachel's point. But you, as somebody who has done this professionally and in school, would you have gone the Rachel way or the Kurt way?
The Kurt way.
Really?
Always, yeah. I think for me, I was always taught and I was always brought up in the camp of like, don't do on my own.
Right.
Don't do like, I don't know what else.
There's like a list of
songs that you should not do because they're just done, overdone, and nobody wants to hear them over and over again.
Right.
So the odds are that like 5 out of 10 are probably going to do that song.
Mm-hmm.
And they could do it better than you.
Right.
So why not do, and look, if somebody wants to do it on my own and you think you can do it the best and that's the best representation of you, do it. I just think the way to go is not to take a risk that's so far from who you are or who, like what you want to showcase, but like do something different that showcases and emulates you, but that's not so typical.
Mm-hmm.
Because you also want to like get people's attention in an audition room and you want their ears to perk up and not go and like, I haven't heard this song done like this, or I haven't heard this song in a really long time versus this again.
Yeah. And you fall into the category of five people did.
And you're like, which one was that? Which girl
yeah,
was
like,
that?
I
who
don't
did
know
that?
Who,
exactly.
You all become one thing.
Exactly. So the book was like a huge, like building your book. Was a huge thing that we did in college to make sure that you had an array of choice and variety.
Is building your book, all these songs that you just have in your, that you know how to do, you add to your repertoire?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you're in an audition and they say, do you have something else? You have to be able to go to that book, turn to the page, show the accompanist, or the accompanist can be like, can you sing this one? And like, it's in there and you have to be able to sing it.
Oh my God.
So it better not be in your book if you don't know it.
So when you go into musical theater auditions, you bring your book.
Yes.
This is why when I auditioned for Spring Awakening and I went in with no sheet music, never mind a book, and they were like,
I think I remember this. What did you sing?
Yes.
Let It Be?
No, I did not.
What did you sing?
Bohemian Rhapsody, like a jackass. Like it was karaoke and I was trying to prove something.
We're always trying to prove something.
No, but it was not. You know what I mean? They all looked like I had offended them, like I had slapped their children in front of them. And then they're like, okay, you can do the scene. Or did you have something else? And I was like,
exactly. See? You have something else?
I had nothing else. They're like, you sure you want to do this? I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. It was bad, Jenna. Luckily,
we've
I'm sure they did not remember me. Probably had a good laugh or angry and then moved on.
Oh my God. I auditioned for that Jimmy Buffett musical. And when you were staying with me in New York,
yeah,
we had to sing Fins and it was too high for me. And I should have just said, I'm not going, but I went anyway. And I sang that song and it was 9 a.m. and it was not good. fins to the left, fins to the right. And that's actually probably being nice about my voice. But anyway.
And then you walk out and you're like, what am I doing with my life?
Always. Why am I here? Okay.
But she back
choked
to the
in
scene.
That audition. Oh. He choked in that audition. Yeah. Rachel choked in her audition. So Kurt does actually, he makes a splash and he shamus the shit out of his song. And
Whoopi loves it.
Whoopi loves it. She
her power.
I mean, she only has to say a few, look at you.
Yes. I was like, oh.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places, Target. This is where, like, Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The other storyline, look, more Coach Roz.
More is more.
I just want her all the time.
I was so excited to work with her, finally.
Yeah. Just, so Santana and the girls are wiling out. Mm. Like making fun of Coach Beast Black Eye, saying that, oh, she must have gotten like hit by her husband, which is crazy and very unlike the girls. Mm-hmm. And Coach Roz hears it and is like, no, we're not doing this. Mm-hmm. Putting you on my list. And then calls a little powwow with Sue and Beast. Like, we got to teach these girls a lesson, tells Shu. And then that's how Sue, you know, teaches the lesson this week. Because he's like, what? They wouldn't do that. And she's like, no, they did. Mm-hmm. And we need to teach him about this. And then they have you guys choose a number to represent this. Girl, you know, women being strong and independent. And the girls choose Sunblock Tango. Actually, before we get there, I just wanted to say that the teacher's lounge scene, so good. All of them together is just everyone insulting everyone. It's...
They're so funny, and they have to, with very little effort.
Yes.
do such an incredible job. Yeah. It's remarkable.
Black suit.
I can hear Nini saying her lines.
Yes.
To us. Like I can hear them back because they were so memorable to me. And the way that she delivers them are so memorable. And I remember just trying not to laugh the whole time. And like Nai was so excited because she loved Nini. Like we had such a good time with Nini.
Your guys' reactions were incredible. You all looked shocked and terrified.
Pretty much.
But tell me about Cellblock Tango, because I felt like this was a long time coming. Like, you were doing a musical show. Yeah. Cellblock Tango is one of the most famous musical numbers ever. And we have an extremely strong group of girls on the show. And it just felt like, okay, when is this happening?
And it felt right.
This is the reason why we do it. It's
unfortunately.
Crazy.
Unfortunately. But I don't know. I didn't. Maybe because I was like too close to it. It didn't strike me the way that it struck you. And the choice that they made with this song. But right. I think I was just so excited to do it because I was like, yeah, Cellblock. Like if we're going to do Cellblock, like you better make Tina a part of it because I would be so mad. So mad.
Oh, yeah.
Cellblock was really fun to do. It was really fun to record. Also partially because you could hear all the other people who recorded like the pop six.
Oh, switch. Yeah.
Like I could hear them in my ear, which you don't normally get to hear your friends in your ears in the recording studio for some reason. And like, boy, was that fun to do. And then like also to do like the talk singing monologue over the music. And to shoot it with Harry and like, he looks so good.
He looked great.
Am I kidding? God, what a fun day that was. I remember and like Brooke was there with us and I like it was also after like the movie came out, was such a hit. And I don't know. It was really awesome.
Did you do the talking live?
No, we recorded that.
Okay, that's what I thought. I know you don't think you were great in this, but like the details of what you're doing, Jenna, are great. You even have this like limp neck head thing in one of the pieces, and it looks just like the real thing. It was like, oh, this girl grew up doing this. That's what it felt like. Like you knew, you didn't need to be taught this. Like you just knew how to do it.
Thanks.
And that's what it felt like. I didn't like, you know me, I'll cringe and things. And, thought you were great.
Oh, thanks.
Everybody was. I wanted like the full, I wish it was just like 10 minutes long.
And with all the women in the back and the thing. But the chairs were really fun. That was really, really fun.
If we did another tour, that would have been in it.
Oh, I wish. I wish. That would have been really fun. Oh, man. Imagine what the tour would have been like after season 3.
Oh, my God.
What would have been so good.
There would have been Michael.
Oh, that's right. Whitney.
Fleetwood. Oh, man. You guys would have done Shake It Out and Cellblock Tango.
That's right. This episode is a lot of really enjoyable music.
I feel like the encore would have started with the three of you doing an acapella to Shake It Out.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
Wow.
Should we do like a fantasy list of,
we definitely should make that list.
Maybe we should do an episode that we plan our fake season 3 tour.
Okay, let's do it. And then Beast comes clean. She had first had said that she got hit by a punching bag at the gym. And she admits that she actually was hit by Cooter, but he was very apologetic. And Coach Roz has shared her story about a family member who was also a victim of domestic violence. And Coach Roz admits that one of her family members also was a victim of domestic abuse. And Beast was very moved by the girls coming together and, rallying around her. And she thinks she felt like she owed it to us. And when she tells Sue about it, It sometimes felt so wrong because, like, it's such a serious topic, and yet Sue is making such jokes surrounding it that are so funny that I felt so awkward to laugh.
Yeah.
She's like, what am I going to do? She didn't show up. Beast was, she's like, you're going to come stay with me. I got to get you out of that house. And Beast doesn't show up. She's like, what am I going to do with those 5 chickens? And if, don't worry, I have clothes. I have stuff for you to borrow. If you didn't bring clothes, I have a tent you can wear.
Insane.
My jaw hit the floor. It was really crazy.
It was crazy. All of those scenes with the three of them, everyone was just getting it. They made fun of Nini's teeth.
Oh, man.
But it was nice to see the ladies coming together to try to protect Beast.
And also, like, for Dot to be able to get the chance to do this kind of acting, on Glee and get nominated for an Emmy for this episode. Like,
for a comedy series.
That's right. Also, by the way, Coach Ra is calling us our placeholder names.
Oh, my God.
Hat Track, Asian Horror Movie, Lil Oprah, Rojo Caliente, Salsa Caliente. What?
Vanessa.
It's dark.
Oh, God.
Okay, anyway.
I obviously have mixed feelings about this storyline in general.
Right.
Because I'm like, I just want Beast to be happy.
Yes. Why does she have to get the shat on like this?
I know. And then she tells the girls.
Right.
She comes clean to the girls, which felt a little Will Schuster. But it doesn't really, because I don't know. There's a different relationship between Beast in general with the kids and then Beast and the girls. And ended up being a really, just because everybody's so good, I think it just ended up being a really nice moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you guys apologize to her, you sing Shake It Out.
Mm-hmm.
And good Lord, one of the best numbers in the history.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. That's nice.
Fully. You guys are insane. It's moving. It fits. I mean, they're insane. But then also objectively, it's just stupidly good.
Yeah. And it was just also off the cuff. It was so fast. Like, recording it so fast.
Did Chris record this one?
No, this was Anders. This was Anders. And I think because of the turnaround, too. Like, it was so fast. I was honestly really excited because I love, you know, I love Florence and the Machine. I was like, I mean, to do another Florence number, like, great.
You and Amber, part two.
Yeah, exactly. And then just add Nia into the mix.
Yeah.
But recording this was actually really, really fun. And I loved recording this song. And then when we got to hear it, I was like, oh, wow, this is actually, I'm sad about Love the Way You Lie. I was actually really sad about Love the Way You Lie. But then I was like, okay, this makes up for it.
Yeah.
It's not like something that's like kind of lackluster or second best. It was,
no, it's just as good, if not better, I think.
It held up. And so, to shoot with Dot, who had to do all of the crying. We really tried to be like there for her, and like working with these women, the whole episode was actually really nice. It was like we had gone through this arc together. This didn't come out of nowhere. And you know, you try to be, when the adults are working, like you just like your shoulders are like, you set your shoulders back a little bit higher, and like everything is like your posture is better, and like you just show up.
Right.
So,
being of service.
Exactly. And especially like to Dot, who's doing all the acting. And she was crying and it was all on her. And her coverage was like a lot of Andrew Mitchell, Steadicam around her, back around to us, around to her, very close up with her. And at some point, I remember the music cutting out, like Phil, like the playback cut out.
Huh.
But Dot was still crying. And so we just kept singing. So at one point, it was just me, Nia, and Amber singing a cappella the song. And it was so cool. And we were just all singing our parts.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God. It's live music.
Yeah. And the three of you can sing.
Like, it sounded like, good. I was like, oh my God. Like, and we just kept going for her. So that's one of my main memories from that.
Wow. How special.
Yeah, it was really cool. And just to be there for Dot and like to sing that song with everybody was a good little conclusion to the episode that with a strange storyline, I guess. But then, I mean, she goes back to Cooter, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think Dot apologize or admitting it to the girls is actually really powerful because they had to know the truth. Like, we had to know what was actually going on to understand the gravity of like our words in the beginning of the episode.
Right.
At least that's how I saw it when we were shooting it.
Yeah. But
anyway.
I mean, that number was just beautiful and Dot was just like so simple.
A++,
and
man.
So good. The tears were just flowing.
Sweet Dot.
You know what's special too is that you guys, so when you're recording a musical number, they're not recording sound. So like if the music cut out, the sound wasn't being recorded and you guys just sang it. So it was just lived
for her
in that moment.
Right. That's right.
So there's no dailies with set audio of you guys.
Right.
Probably, right?
That's right.
Of you guys singing.
No, sadly, no. But that's good. That's a good thing probably.
Yeah. You guys have that.
Oh, sweet Dot. Ugh. Yeah. Like, not going to stop cut because of that for her.
Oof.
And then Leah does cry, which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Right. It's after, like, you choke doing Don't Run Man Parade, and then you just
sing that.
Like what? That.
And cry like that. And act like that.
I don't even know what to think.
I know. Really good. I'm excited to see what happens.
I am too. I'm in. I'm fully in. I think this season is great.
Yeah, I do too. It's really living up to what everybody said.
The fans know. You know, we don't, but the fans do.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Jenna, let's talk about one of our favorite places. Target. This is where like Austin and I go on dates. We will run through the aisles of Target. I love the book selection. Seriously, this is our favorite place to go together. We go all the time. And specifically, Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
Exactly. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll be right back.
let's grade these songs.
Yes, I was waiting for this.
School's out.
You know, I give that an A plus.
Wow. I was going to give it an A, but wow. I'll give it a plus.
Production value.
Yeah, it was great. Okay. Cell Block Tango. A?
A. A plus if it was a longer version.
Okay, fair enough.
And maybe not the storyline.
Not the Boy Next Door?
A.
A. Rain in Spain?
A. Oh, a B.
You said it with such conviction.
Oh, no, because I was going to change my answer to Not the Boy Next Door. I think A plus.
Okay, great. Let's do it. A plus for Boy Next, Not the Boy Next Door. The Rain in Spain?
B. What, you give it a C?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, fair.
It's fine. It's just not my thing.
Is it anybody's?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't like Run, Joey, Run. So who am I to judge?
You're right. We can't trust you.
Shake it out.
I mean, as high as A++++. Oh, wow. Plus. It's like in high school, I had this, one of my best friends, Cleo. We were in the same English class and I had an A plus. Like I remember this test. I got back and I got like a 98 or 99.
Great.
And she got like an 106 or something. It's like, that's not
the
possible.
Bonus questions or whatever.
It's like, doesn't this stop at 100?
Stop.
That's really funny. I think that's Shake It Out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's Shake Out nice. Is phenomenal.
Wow. That's
and I need really to go nice. Hear the full version after this is actually what I'm going to do.
Okay. Cry.
I give it a...
A.
A.
Wow. This is a good grade. I would say a strong average of an A minus because of that C.
Yeah, everyone was really just going for it. Music of the Night, A.
Oh, that's right. Is that it?
It's comedy. I mean, the fraction of Don't Rain in My Parade.
No, I don't think
A plus plus plus.
Oh, okay.
That was so good.
Right.
Because it hurt so much.
No, right. Exactly. It did its job. Okay, let's do some tardy takes. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
There's actually quite a few cringe moments, I think, in Ouchies. Well, there's a lot of racist-ish jokes.
Yeah, Roz says a couple of things that don't really sit.
So does Jane, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The domestic violence jokes.
Yeah, that's not good either. Although those, we do apologize for that.
Yes.
But again, doesn't make it acceptable.
There was a lot of comments about Beast's weight.
Yeah. Sweet Beast.
Yeah.
Let's keep it to ourselves.
Yeah. Let's stick to what's
stuff
happening.
That's not external.
We don't even talk about people's bodies.
Right. Okay. Best dance move. I mean, Kurt did some dancing.
I know. It's tough between Cell Block Tango and that.
Right. I'm going with Kurt's audition.
Yeah, I think I'll go with Kurt, actually.
I think the dancing was stronger in Kurt's, and Cell Block was more of a storytelling.
Like, when has Kurt or Chris ever moved his hips that?
So good.
Best song, Shake It Out, Jenna.
Okay.
You can say it.
I'm looking at our list. All right, I'll say it. Shake It Out. Best performance by a prop. Okay, wait. I forgot to talk about the fact that you were also in Phantom of the Opera.
Was I?
You were with the smoke machine.
Oh, I completely forgot.
I was like, yeah, it's me, Chris, and
I forgot.
You were flying by with that smoke machine.
Oh, my God.
I think it's your smoke machine.
That's wild. Best prop? You think smoke machine?
I bet you forgot. Actually,
I completely forgot. I like Kurt's phantom mask because I also had one as a kid.
Of course you did.
Yep.
Best line?
There's a lot. I just want to say this is one of them, but Rachel goes, "No, I vowed not to speak with you unless William and Kate got pregnant, Liza passed, or unless one of us was in grave danger." Kurt, Tommy Liza's okay. Rachel, she's fine, but you're not.
Coach Ross says, "You girls are cray cray. You're supposed to pick a song that gave women the self-esteem and courage to get the hell out of an abusive situation. But oh no, you pick a song about crazy women in their panties killing their men for chewing gum. She's right.
She's actually not wrong.
She's right. She's not wrong.
This makes you want to watch Chicago.
Oh, I watch that all the time.
It's a perfect movie.
It really is. Performance MVP.
Damn.
Honorable mention to Leah.
Yeah.
Chris also.
I know. It's
a good one.
Yeah. I will say Dot and then honorable mention to those two.
Okay. Great.
It's a strong honorable mention though.
Truly.
Yeah. It may be a three-way tie. Okay. Shit we found on TikTok this week. Shout out to the one and only Trixie Mattel. Because Trixie posted a picture. wearing some flannel and the sound over it, you'll see. And then the next slide is Bert Hummel because they look the same. Trixie's just doing Bert Hummel drag. That's all it is.
That's funny.
You know, it's so good.
Is that Trixie in the in the flannel?
Yes, oh that's God. Trixie.
That's crazy.
Have you ever seen Trixie at a drag?
No. Oh. Oh my God. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Wow. Dragon reverse.
Yep. Isn't it great?
Love it. That is great.
Yeah, go look at that on Trixie's really Trixie's TikTok. Drag superstar. Well.
Best choke.
So many great performances.
Get ready for next week. It's Promosaurus, you guys.
Yes.
That's an Eric Stoltz special.
Yes.
Because Eric Stoltz always does prom.
Oh, God. I love a prom episode.
Do you?
I really do. To watch, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a
big
teen show fan, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
I love a prom episode. And I think our prom episodes are good.
Oh, I do too. They're just hell to shoot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to disconnect the two.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Working on it.
I gotta be honest though, but with Eric doing proms, like I have good memories from proms. Like Promosaurus was crazy. You remember when Britney comes out in the dinosaur outfit?
Yeah. How could I forget?
And then dancing like barefoot in the gym. And then the prom where I think I might be conflating proms, but the prom where you tried on my prom dress.
Yeah.
Like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have good memories from prom. Okay. You're right.
Yeah. Because Eric really had like a system down. So we had a lot of downtime and we just hung out and had fun.
That's so right. You're right. Yeah. Okay. We'll come back for Promosaurus and thanks for joining us.
And that's what you really missed.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Jenna, is there any place better than Target?
No. So let's talk about Target Circle. It's the same program you know and love now with automatic deals.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
So now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.